This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Africa must not be viewed merely as a source of raw materials, but as a continent that must lead in value creation and sustainable growth. Addressing the Namibian Parliament, Mr. Modi reiterated India's strong support for the African Union's Agenda 2063, particularly its industrialization goals. Mr. Modi added that the true value of the India-Africa partnership lies in shared growth and shared purpose. The Prime Minister reaffirmed that India will continue to invest in building local skills, creating local jobs, and encouraging local innovation in Africa.
Our development partnership in Africa is worth over $12 billion. But its real value is in shared growth and shared purpose. We continue to build local skills, create local jobs, and support local innovation. We believe that Africa must not be just a source of raw materials. Africa must lead in value creation and sustainable growth.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded a successful five-nation tour to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. During the last leg of his visit, India and Namibia signed two MOU in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the setting up of the Entrepreneurship Development Center Namibia and cooperation in the field of health and medicine. Three major announcements were also made during the visit on launching the digital payment system in Namibia later this year and entry of Namibia to the global initiatives led by India, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI and the Global Biofuel Alliance. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair 27th Eastern Zonal Council meeting in Ranchi today. The meeting will be attended by 70 delegates from four eastern states, Jharkhand, Bihar, Odisha and West Bengal. We have more from a correspondent.
The agenda includes discussion on pending interstate issues among Bihar, Odisha and West Bengal and a review of progress on decisions taken in previous council meetings. More than 20 agendas have been prepared by the state government, which includes the demand of pending dues of ₹136 lakh crore from centre. Jharkhand government will also seek restoration of security-related expenditure funding in 14 districts that were earlier classified as left-wing extremism affected but have since been removed from the list, leading to discontinuation of SRE support. The issues of sharing of asset and liabilities with Bihar and water sharing with West Bengal are also likely to be discussed in the meeting. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
US President Donald Trump has announced a fresh round of tariffs on imports from eight nations: Brazil, Sri Lanka, Algeria, Iraq, Libya, the Philippines, Moldova, and Brunei. These tariffs will come into effect on August 1st. Brazil got the highest tariff rate of the bunch at 50%. As mentioned in the letter sent by President Trump to leaders of these nations, US will impose a 30% tariff on goods imported from Sri Lanka, Iraq, Algeria and Libya. Moldova and Brunei will face a tariff of 25%, while the Philippines will be facing 20%. In the letters, Mr. Trump threatened to increase the tariff rate by the same amount if the countries decided to raise their tariffs on importing American products. However, the U.S. president indicated his willingness to reduce these tariffs if these countries revise their trade policies. Earlier on the 8th of this month, Trump announced that tariffs would come into effect on August 1st, 2025 and must be paid without any extensions. Monsoon showers last Delhi yesterday evening provided relief from the humidity. Waterlogging and traffic disruptions were reported in several localities as a result of the heavy downpour. Due to the sudden weather change, several airlines have issued advisory asking passengers to keep a check on the flight status before arriving at the airport. According to IMD forecast, light to moderate rain with thunderstorms and lightning is expected in Delhi over the next 2 days. In cricket, India and host England will clash in the third test of the five-match Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series at Lord's this afternoon. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. With Jasprit Bumrah poised to return for this test after he was rested in Birmingham, India's bowling lineup appears significantly bolstered. And that is the end of this news bulletin.